very pleased to tell you that on the line we have Gabriel Pay, founder of YAFI, Young Advocates for Israel, on the line with us here on Chai FM. Gabriel, good afternoon to you and thank you for being with us.
Good afternoon, Simon. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me in your show. It's a pleasure to be here. First time in South Africa.
So. First time. What do you know? Afrique du Sud. We've been waiting for you.
Exactly.
So, Gabriel, the reason I wanted to talk to you is that I have a list in front of me. Came up on my social media feed. It was a list of the 100 most influential Jews in the world today. And what do you know? In the second line, there you are. I think the youngest person by far, 13 years old.
Absolutely.
How does it feel to have made a list of the most important 100 Jews in the world today?
So, I think it is it's for me a huge honor to appear in this list alongside such prominent individuals who are all doing a great job in advocating for Israel. I think such as Shari Harrison or Hanania Naftali that are doing a great job also. So that's a huge honor to be alongside all these kind of people, and it's incredible. I'm just proud and honored.
And with very, very, very good reason, let me tell you. So tell us here in South Africa a little bit about your organization. Tell us about YAFI.
Yes, so YAFI stands for Young Advocates for Israel. It's an organization that is fighting against the lies and the misinformation about Israel and also against anti-Semitism. And I'm doing that by showing all the good things that Israel does, and by showing all that they do. Because that's what the media doesn't show, not at all, and I want to show to the people, to the young people, and to everybody what Israel does and what they does well and very, yeah.
You're a very brave young man, Gabriel. I mean, here in South Africa, it's easy because we don't, I don't know, Israel really isn't an issue that is concentrated upon in the media too much. But from what we see in Belgium, in Molenbeek, in neighborhoods mm-hmm. like that, there's a very militant approach taken against Israel. You're 13 years old. Are you not frightened?
No, and I also, I think that all the young people in Europe, in Belgium, in France, in Italy, in every country have to stand up for their country in the Jewish community and outside of the Jewish community. If we are Jewish, we have to be proud of being Jewish. We need to fight against all these people that are doing pro-Palestinian propaganda, and we have to fight against all these people. And I think not only in our community, in the whole countries, and everybody have to stand up for Israel because they are doing such good things. And that's what I think.
Gabriel, where did your passion for Israel come from?
I think that when I was small until now, I was visiting Israel almost every year or every year, a few times a year. And yes. I saw all the good things that Israel does. And now when I became a little bit older, like now I'm 14, I'm not so old, but when I became a little bit older, I was looking to the media and all these kind of things, and I saw all these lies and all these things, and I said, it's not normal. We have to change the mind of the people. We have to tell the truth, about Israel to the people.
Gabriel, we probably have, I don't know, anywhere between 15, 25, 30,000 people listening right now. I don't think many of them are 13-year-olds, but many of them are parents who do have children your age, 13, 14, 15. If they wanted to get involved, how do you suggest they do so?
They can contact me in Instagram, Facebook, and of course on my website yafi.eu. That will be a pleasure to tell them a little bit more about my project, and with pleasure.
I'm going to ask you a bit of a strange question now. Do you think when you are a young man, when you are 18, 19, 20, thereabouts, do you think that there's a future for you as a young Jewish man in Belgium?
I'm sure that there is a future, and I think that if there are more people like me that want to have a future, a good future for the Jewish, we can change that. Everything is possible, so I'm sure there is a good future for us, but we have to change the mind of the people first, and of course not to be afraid to speak out, to be proud, and yeah, that's what I think.
Gabriel, you are a remarkable young man, and I have enjoyed every single second speaking to you. Before I let you go, I do not speak French. Je ne parle pas, not one single word, but a listener has written in. His name is Roland, and I'm going to try read what he has written. I think I understand what it means. He's written, tu es vraiment formidable. Do you want to translate that for me?
That means that you are incredible.
Yeah. Well, I agree with Roland and somebody else by the name of Ivy. Amazing young man. We need more like him. Kol hakavod. Well done, Gabriel. Thank you for talking to us here on 101.95 FM. And I do hope that this is just the first of many conversations that we're going to have in the future.
With pleasure. My pleasure. It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much for having me. It was very much it was a very good pleasure. And I want to visit now South Africa.
We want you to visit as well. We really, really do. Thank you, Gabriel. Chat soon.